16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, I take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Take the dress. Most people remember it as an optical illusion that went viral, asking everyone on the planet, is this dress blue and black or white and gold? Turns out, that story was way bigger than just an optical illusion. It's a cautionary tale about the decline of clickbait sites, the rise of algorithms and internet polarization, and the end of fun on the internet. Seriously, and that's just one story. We're giving every character their 16th minute. So listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, D. Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
What's up, Ears Edition listener? It's Dulce Sloan, correspondent for The Daily Show. You're about to hear an episode of one of our original Daily Show podcasts, Hold Up, hosted by me and Daily Show writer Josh Johnson. It's where we take our office banter into a weekly war of words about topics big and small. In this episode, we have one of our most fiery debates yet. We're talking texting versus calling. We talk about what's the best way to break up with someone, if sarcasm can be conveyed over text, and why we need different fonts instead of emojis. Tune in to find out which side of the debate we each land on. And if you like the show, check out the Hold Up podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
If you break up with me via text message, then in my mind, mm-hmm. You are twirling the end of your mustache. You are dick dastardly. I am tied to railroad tracks, you son of a bitch.
That is so funny. Okay. Wow. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Hold Up. It's a big show about a lot of nothing. I am one of your co-hosts. My name is Josh Johnson. I am a writer for The Daily Show, and I am joined by...
Dulce Sloan! It's your girl, me, the smooth operator herself. Okay. I am a stand-up comedian. I'm also a correspondent on The Daily Show. And I do the voice of Honeybee on The Great North on Fox. And I'm out here just chilling in the mall with your daddy, you know. Got some new hair on. Mm-hmm. Still in my cat shirt, because, you know, niggas got a stunt.
the laughing... Don't get me wrong. I love your joy. I'm always happy for you to be joyful. But the steps and the levels to the laughing. Today we're talking to the people about probably one of the topics, because on the show we don't really get deep. We don't talk about world events. We don't talk about huge serious topics, but today might be the most serious we've ever done.
Because honestly, what this really speaks to is generations. You know what I mean?
And the type of friend, the type of loved one, the type mm-hmm. of communicator that you are.
Mm-hmm. So it's how much time you're allowing to spend with someone. Mm-hmm. How you communicate. And the topic for today, kids, is texting versus calling. And you know it's some shit because I'm the one that introduced it. Now, I'm going to give y'all some time to choose. Mm-hmm. Play the music. And we're back. Okay, Joshua, mm-hmm. What I'm not going to do today is come for your neck. Wow. Also, the coordination between your burgundy shirt and his burgundy hair, come on.
I know.
Come
together,
on.
Together, we make one bad bitch. You know? You mash us together. Mm.
Hey, if you see Joshua behind,
I'm doing my best.
He's a bad bitch. Know? I don't know if you know about Josh Johnson.
Doing my squats.
Squats?
Mm-hmm.
I'm also doing my squats. To the point, these squats I've been doing must have been popping because another comic asked me if I had a BBL.
Wow.
And for somebody to ask me if my ass was purchased
mm-hmm.
when it was not,
mm-hmm.
That's a compliment if I ever heard one. I don't care who you are.
Yeah, when it was homegrown, you know?
Homegrown. Just do a little squat thing. Just change a little shape a little bit. So, Joshua, when it comes to text v. call,
mm-hmm.
in the battle of the century.
Yeah.
Who you running with?
I gotta go texting.
I thought you would.
I gotta go texting day but in, day out.
What I'm not gonna do today,
mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna come for your neck.
Okay.
Because this comes down to how someone communicates.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're communicating, then mm-hmm. it's not wrong.
Yeah, yeah. As long as you're trying to make your feelings known, as long as you're trying to be an adult about things, then A, we're all in support of your effort.
Absolutely.
Because people, the thing I will say, first thing I'll say of why I'm in support of texting versus calling, a lot of times some people will say, oh, no, I like to call so I can get the context of the situation so that I can hear their voice, so I can whatever. A lot of miscommunication can happen over the phone. You can catch the wrong tone. Someone wasn't in meaning to, you know, impart to you. What? You can, I mean, it happens. You could be on the phone.
Are you saying that there's more misunderstanding on the phone than there is with text messaging?
I'm not saying there's not more. I'm saying that it can still happen.
I'm not saying it can't. What I will say is because, like, first of all, sarcasm cannot be conveyed over a text. The number of times I've gotten into it with somebody because I was being sarcastic.
Mm-hmm.
With someone when they thought you were being attackful. Like, we need...
Were you using emojis?
No, I was using regular letters.
Because the emojis are what have brought context back to text, okay?
But some of them emojis don't make no sense.
Some of them don't make any sense, but if you can text me something and then end it with a yellow dude with his eyes rolling back at his head, I'm like, oh, okay, all right. Because for a second, I thought you were coming from me. Now I'm realizing, little dude, eyes roll back. We're on the same page.
Okay. Is there something that you think cannot be conveyed via text?
I think,
like, subjects, what conversations can you not have via text message?
You can't do breakup over text message.
Okay.
Because with a breakup, because this is the thing. The reason that there is miscommunication in text messages is because now I'm really trying to give me some slack here to try to explain what I'm saying, because I deeply believe this, but I've never had to put it into words. I just sort of live by it.
Okay.
When you are texting a person, you're making them say what you said in their head.
Yes.
Which is why people misunderstand people in text message, because they read it with a nasty tone, even if you didn't mean it nasty, right?
Right.
What I think happens with a breakup, I don't think it can happen over text message, because no matter how well and thought out the text message is and how long it is and how kind it is, you might as well call them and read that. Because I guarantee you, if somebody is breaking up with you, and they're texting it to you, you're not going to read it the way they wrote it, no matter what it is, because there's going to be hurt involved.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The fuck not.
Yeah.
If you break up with me via text message, then in my mind, mm-hmm. you are twirling the end of your mustache. You are dick dastardly. I am tied to railroad tracks, you son of a bitch.
That is so funny. Okay. Wow.
If you via text message,
mm-hmm.
you're mm-hmm. a villain.
Yes. Yes.
Where are your henchmen? Who are you?
Yeah.
Bastard. If you break up with me via text message, the fuck is wrong with you? I had a guy that I met. This is when I lived in L.A. I met this guy at a bar. We were like making out. And then we were going to hang out. He wanted me to come hang out with him the next day.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a bunch of flights. I had a bunch of work that I needed to do because I was going to be on the road that week.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd buy like a bunch of flights. He was like, we're going to be in a bar for like 2 hours. I was like, I'm not going to be able to make it. And I was like, okay, well, I was like, in my mind, I was like, I could go to this bar. But I was always in the habit of like, I didn't want to push off work to go hang out with a boy.
Okay.
Because I had to get this money. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I was doing what, Josh? Grinding.
Grinding, indeed. You
grinding.
Know? And that's the real grind right there, is that you sacrificed a grind for a grind.
Bro!
You know what I mean? Because you could have been out here grinding, living in sin, making mm-hmm. the beast with two backs. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But you were like, no, I'm going to do my work grind, all right?
Right.
I'm going to make the pages rustle, okay? Whether right. I'm doing homework and I'm flipping pages, you know, or whether I'm cashing checks and I'm flipping bills, okay?
Or I'm giving American Airlines $300 at a time.
Jeez, yeah, yeah, that's a real thing. Oof, oh, hope those miles don't grind.
God, as long as they don't grind to a halt, baby, we all right.
Yeah.
So, and he wanted me to come hang out, and I was like, I'm trying, and I was really trying to just, I was trying to. So I met him like a Saturday night. The next day, he wanted to hang out. I flew out Monday. He flew out Monday.
Mm-hmm.
We really didn't talk throughout the week. I tried to hit him up, and he'd be like one or two sentences. I was like, okay. Friday, we both get back in town.
Mm-hmm.
This fucker texts me, hi, Sloan. First of all, that is not my first name.
Yeah.
He gave me the most thank you for your application, career Jeez. Builder fucking text message.
Yeah, yeah. We and wish I you was, well if you need a reference.
Right. We can't provide it. You didn't work here long enough. Mm-hmm. So I just was like, when it said hi, Sloan, I was like, I don't think I even read the rest of it. I was like, yeah, fine.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like, he's like, oh, you're out in and out of town a lot. And I just texted him back. We were out of town the same amount of days, and we both got back today.
Mm-hmm.
We could have hung out.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, whatever bitch you had on the hook must have activated.
Activated?
Because... you sent me this
like
thing
with a switch.
Yes, I don't know if she finally filled up with. Well, I don't know what happened. What kind of magic rag and a fucking bowl of water this bitch was? It just was like do 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 do, and then she became Activated. A full figured woman.
Wow.
So like that situation, I was like, yeah, this is fine.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the thing that calling. Has for me where I choose texting over calling.
You know I'm team calling.
I know you're team calling, and I feel like some calls are so short that for the lead up and for the conversation, it could have been a text message. The same way some meetings could have been emails, there are some calls that could have been texts. Because if you really don't have much to say to me, you might as well text me.
Most meetings can be emails, and some emails can be text messages.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right? We all know that.
Yeah.
I prefer calling because, one, I was born in 1983.
Okay.
I remember T9 texting.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Where you really had to... The fact... Really? When people... You knew somebody was good and mad when they text you back fast on T9.
Mm-hmm.
Because T9 was a... For those that don't know... T9 would try to guess based on your next letter.
Yep.
The word. So essentially Always what wrong. Gmail is doing now, but horrible.
Horrible.
Like it would be like, you want to send them the word mayonnaise, right? And it's like, I'm saying ma'am. I even have the apostrophe up.
Right.
So I've never heard of mayonnaise, right?
I didn't know you could pronounce an apostrophe so hard.
It was insane. It would be like, you mean mayonnaise, right? And I'm like, I've never texted anyone mayonnaise at all.
Also, no one can spell mayonnaise but the people who produce mayonnaise. Everyone else says mayo.
Yeah.
So the same way you've never texted somebody congratulations. You said congrats and your phone said julations. You don't know how to spell that word.
I feel like that was T9. When somebody texts you back fast, it was either a real emergency, hard emergency, or... They wanted to murder you. I remember my friend, this, it still makes me laugh. So my friend was telling the story about how she was dating this dude. And she admitted that she was fully out of pocket for this. So this is a situation where everybody knows what it is. So this isn't one of those, let's debate on the internet that she's telling the story. And this is
and she said she was dead ass wrong to start with.
She said she was wrong, right?
Oh, I love this.
So... She was dating this dude. This dude, and this is a texting versus calling situation too. Because, okay. So she was dating this dude. This dude pretty. And he's so pretty, it makes her a little insecure, right?
Oh, I hate those guys because they make you say stupid things.
And so then he is just, I'm pretty sure he's just living his life. Like, the way she told the story, it seemed like he was living his life. Then a woman commented on one of his pictures on Instagram.
Right.
Now, the woman that commented on one of his pictures on Instagram was, like, an ex from two exes ago. So, like, a third ex. So, we're talking about somebody who's, like, just checking, testing the water, whatever, right?
But she don't need to be saying shit.
She don't need to be saying anything, but... If you have a free and open internet, you actually can't control who decides to comment under your thing. Because it's not like she found DMs. It's not like he was doing anything. He just posted something, and then she posted something, right?
What'd she say?
She just said something about him looking good or whatever, right?
Okay, so she tried it. All right.
So she tried it, and then he said, thanks. Like, he didn't say, he wasn't like...
He said, thanks?
Yeah, he said, like,
okay, so he
thanks.
Was uncomfortable.
So he was uncomfortable, right?
Yes!
But she saw it. She got so mad.
No.
That he even spoke to her in the thing. But also in a public format. Like, this isn't, once again, we're not talking about DMs. This is a public format that he was like, thanks.
Right.
X, you know what I mean?
Right.
She flips out and she is texting him.
How like, hard did she flip?
Like, she said she flipped all the way out. She said that she just saw red and, like, wasn't... Because also, she wasn't, like, a full adult at the time. So, like, we're talking about grown, but we're not talking about grown, right? And so, she's just seeing red because I guess she already didn't like this woman or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so, now this woman's sniffing around her man and she doesn't like her. And the dude responded to it, albeit uncomfortably.
Right.
But anyway, she's like, my mistake... My mistake was that I didn't call first. I texted him. I was going to kill him. And then I called. So, of course, he didn't pick up. Of course, he didn't pick up. But then...
No, ma'am.
Then she started texting him more because he wouldn't pick up.
I've been in this situation... where this motherfucker won't answer and he's never going to answer. And so you just...
You said you were going to kill him first. So
well,
now
I've
you
never
call
done
him.
That. The thing that. Well, one, you can only threaten someone's life in person.
Yeah.
First of all.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I
yeah.
threatened my ex.
Yeah.
For whatever reason. And it's fine. But threats have to be done in person.
Mm-hmm.
You can't threaten... You especially can't threaten over text message...
Yeah.
Or Instagram, over written word, over things that are screenshotable.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot threaten when it's screenshotable.
Mm-hmm.
You can't threaten over text message. You can't because you can't give the police evidencia. But in person, sir.
Oh, yeah.
I heard you've never met your grandparents. Do you want to? Because you can't.
And so basically, yeah, that's a situation where she should have called. She decided to text. And,
No. What you do, you do the reverse of that. First of all, you report her comment as spam.
Sixteenth Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, I take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Take the dress. Most people remember it as an optical illusion that went viral, asking everyone on the internet, is this dress blue and black or white and gold? But there's way more to this story than that. The dress went viral in early 2015, marking one of the last months that the internet could still be fun. It was just before Trump declared his candidacy for president and polarized an already polarized internet. It was just shy of people deciding what went viral instead of algorithms. And it was just shy of celebrities realizing that they should never, ever tweet. It's more than a character of the day. It's an entire moment in time bottled in a little, well, either blue and black or white and gold package. I'm not relitigating it again. You cannot make it. And that's just one story. We've got a million. So listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm David Axelrod, CNN senior political commentator, former senior advisor to President Obama, and host of the Axe Files podcast. Join me each week as I interview key figures shaping our world from politics to the arts to sports and beyond. Listen on your favorite podcast app or ask your smart speaker to play The Axe Files with David Axelrod.
Would you rather argue over text or on a call?
Oh, on the phone!
On the phone? You think so?
Abso-fucking-lutely. Because a text message argument...
Yeah.
...will take all day.
It will take all day, but I feel like in a text message argument, I never misspeak. In a text message argument, it takes me the time it takes me to type, and then it takes me the time it takes me to read it, and then I send it. It's been super rare in my life that I've texted anything that I regret texting. I've said a lot of stuff I regret saying. Because now on the call, you're moving at the speed of your mouth.
Mm-hmm. Now, text message arguments do make you think about what you are saying.
Yeah, because you got to type out the whole thing. I've backspaced many a too far.
So many times I've been like, don't say that.
Yeah. You don't want this person in your life? Don't say this. Don't right? Say that.
This is the thing about saying something truly ugly to somebody via text message.
Mm-hmm.
They can always go back and look at it.
They can also. You can obviously record a person talking to you, but there's a special type of like contextualizing you can do if you screenshot a nasty text message. There's a thing where. I think obviously you can listen to someone's voice and people can make what they will of what the person was saying.
Mm-hmm.
Because texting makes you read in your voice, in your head. I'm telling you, if somebody sends you something truly profane and you screenshot that and you put that, whether you put it out for the world or you show it to your friend and you're like, so they just text me this randomly. It seems 10 times crazier.
No. The best part of a text message argument is I was going back and forth with this guy I was seeing, and he was trying to convince me that something he said to me before is what he didn't say.
Mm-hmm.
For the year and a half I knew him, like we were hanging out, year and a half, almost 2 years.
Yeah.
We hung out. I probably talked to him on the phone like twice.
Yeah.
He was always texting. There was one time where I had to, he said something to me. I was like, that's not what you said. So this is what I said. I said, that's not what you said. So mm-hmm. I was able to go back and go, this is what you said.
Mm-hmm.
So my favorite part of a text message argument is that I can literally screenshot what someone's, if someone's screenshotting what you said and sending it to you, you're wrong.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I've never been in a situation where I had to say to someone, this is what you said. And they're like, no, I didn't. And then I have to take a screenshot of our current text message thread and go, hey, dummy, this is what you said. And either they will go, okay, that is what I said, or deflect. Mm-hmm. But I've never screenshotted someone in an argument and been wrong.
You're forgetting that there are plenty of unreasonable people on the planet.
I'm not saying there's unreasonable people. I'm saying that if I'm to the point where I'm screenshotting in an argument...
Yeah.
To the person that I'm talking to?
Oh, yeah, that you have proof. I'm with you.
I have proof.
I'm just saying,
Your Honor, please let.
I've been in a conversation with someone where they said I said something I didn't say, and then they sent me a screenshot of the thing that they think I said, and it's still not what I said. And that's when I'm like, I don't know what to do here. I genuinely have no idea how to proceed because you're saying I said something I didn't say and your proof of me saying it is still not me saying it. So now I'm like, geez.
I don't like it when you're in the midst of an argument with somebody and they're arguing with you about the one thing and then you go, oh, you're hurt.
Yeah, like you can't let this go. Yeah.
You can't let this go.
Yeah.
And you keep talking and you're like, okay, I figured out what the real reason you're upset is.
Mm-hmm.
But you're like, nuh-uh. And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
This hurt you.
Just admit it. Yeah. If you're hurt about something in life, please just admit it. You're gonna get so much further, so much quicker.
Right.
If you just admit it. Especially if it's with someone who you're like, if there's a person that's going to be in your life forever, so we're not talking about the end of a friendship, we're not talking about the end of a relationship. If this is like family or if this is a close friend and you're hurt by something, just admit it. Just let it out now and not 3 days from now. Because I've called
it. 2 years.
2 years.
3 years. 10 years.
When you
called it. I've had people do that to me.
Yeah.
10 fucking years. Literally 10 years later.
Yeah.
And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Nigga, really?
Yeah.
What is more wild is when someone's upset with you for something that you didn't know you did.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in text conversations with people that became arguments.
Mm-hmm.
And neither one of us knew how it became an argument.
Yeah, it just morphs. It just slowly, like things, and that to your point.
I haven't really had that happen while I was on the phone.
That's fair. Yeah, because it. I think a lot of things are perceived as slick in text.
Everything. Listen, we need
slick.
Fuck all of these emojis. We need more fonts.
I mean, that would be great.
Listen.
I can't argue with that at all.
If any time I said something sarcastic, it was in italics.
Yeah. Yeah.
It would change our lives.
I would say, this is what I will say though. I've heard italics as the go-to. I think italics is for when you're being fancy.
Oh, I knew that's what you were going to say.
When you're being fancy, italics. When you're being sarcastic.
I'm going to be sarcastic way more than I'm going to be fancy.
I know, but that's why they need to add the option for the sarcastic one. And the sarcastic one needs to be, I'm going to throw it out there. A lot of people are going to hate this.
Underlined?
Comic Sans.
I'll allow it.
Because Comic Sans is ugly enough. That you're like, oh, yeah, what they're saying is dumb and they know it's dumb. So it needs to be in a dumb font.
Yes.
Yeah.
When you're saying something serious, bold letters.
Bold letters. And, hey, when it's on... if you put it on your grandmama... Bold and underline, all right?
Ooh, oh, my God!
If you're putting it down on everything I love, bold and underline.
Everything I love, God, my mama,
yeah.
My kids.
Yeah, my kids. Look, that's on my whole bank account, all right? Bold and underline.
And that's on what? Period. Wow. Yeah.
With an extra T.
And that's on Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Yeah.
We're not doing enough. It's like, you're giving us all these emojis. I don't need nobody. I don't need no more dancing. What I need an eye rolling emoji that actually rolls.
Mm-hmm.
Because the eye roll emoji just like it's looking up. But that's what GIFs are for. Joshua, did you know I was a GIF?
What?
I'm a GIF.
When?
It's me.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Look at you.
And I didn't realize, you know, your girls,
Mm-hmm.
Them cheeks are sitting different, if you know what I mean.
Oh, God.
Tell me more. Go ahead.
Oh, just basically, I think that texting broadens the spectrum of people who can engage in good conversation now because you have the ability to wait until you have something to say. You have the ability to backspace what you are about to say, and you have the ability to think, really, really think about what you're going to say next. Doesn't mean it always works. Doesn't mean it's always spelled correctly.
But I think folks really be out here thanking Josh.
I think that if you're on the phone and you have, let's say, a crush on somebody, right? Mm-hmm. And you're nervous, it's going to be way harder to be suave or be yourself or think about what to say next than if you are texting them. I think that texting also, if you want to talk about the
I'm not good at I'm good at flirting.
On
I'm
the
good
phone?
At flirting.
Or texting.
Oh, on the phone.
On the phone. Okay.
On the phone. No. Now when you say, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
When you say on the phone, are you talking about FaceTime too?
Well, that's up to you. When you say calling versus texting, are you talking about FaceTime?
I wasn't talking about FaceTime, but I think now I'm talking about FaceTime.
Yeah, I mean, I think that
now,
that's
FaceTime
fair.
FaceTime is a different animal.
Yeah, it's a different beast, but I think that there's something to be said for. Here, I'll throw it out. This is going to make it maybe too broad.
Okay.
But also, when it comes to texting, you got to throw DMs in there.
Okay. Because
people have whole DM conversations for the length of their friendship, you know, on their favorite app.
I guess I would include DMs, Facebook messages,
because
PMs.
DMs give more, for better or for worse, but I think that sometimes for better, if you're interested in the person, DMs give more access. So it is a win for texting, because DMs, to a certain degree, if there's an artist you want to work with, if there's an icon you respect, you have the ability to reach out to them and let them know so. And
but see, and that's why I hate DMs.
I know, I'm with you that it goes both ways. I just think that the access that it gives me to, like, reach out to people and let them know, hey, I really like what you make and I think that you're great at it. You know what I mean?
I could not imagine the DMs. Like, I think, like, Khloe Kardashian has, like, 248 million followers. I only know that because I was just looking at her Instagram yesterday. Imagine the DMs she fucking gets.
Yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't even go to that part of my phone.
That's fair. That corner of the internet can be left alone.
Because I have DMs that I get, and I know people, first of all, there's no one being inappropriate with me. And people don't believe me. I handed one of my guy friends, I think it was, like, Matt. One of them, my phone.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, he's like, hey, there's no dicks in here. And I was like, I told you.
Mm.
So I don't know who these other women complaining are. But you know what? Once again, and I'll say it. Now, mind you, I was on E one day talking about send me dick pics. So one of my friends was like, you were talking to the wrong demographic.
Yes, yes, yes. On E.
That was my fault. If you're watching E at 10 a.m.
Maybe Bravo.
Maybe Bravo.
But you really need to go to
Spike. But if Spike TV was...
Yes, Spike.
If Spike TV was still on the air?
Yeah.
Is the Esquire channel still on the air?
Yeah. You need to go to whatever channel hosts Bellator, all right?
Who?
Bellator is one of the MMA promotions. Whatever channel hosts Bellator, be like, send me pictures of your penis. I guarantee there would be thousands. You might have to burn your phone.
I don't know.
I'm telling you.
I think you
were on the wrong network at the wrong time.
Well, I'm on iHeartRadio right now. Oh, I can't wait for the review of this shit. Well, those I got on there was asking for dick pics. Yeah, why not?
Yeah, not to us.
Circumcised only.
Not to us. Okay?
No, not to Josh.
Just look.
Don't send Josh.
Mm-hmm.
Please.
Just please, please. I've been through enough.
But no, I do. I love getting a phone call.
Yeah, a phone call is sweet, yes.
Because this is the thing. Like, somebody, like, sending a text, but someone take, like, when someone calls you,
mm-hmm.
That means they have the time. What I don't like is if you call me and then tell me that you're busy, what the fuck did you call me for?
That reminds me, one time while I was living in Chicago, my roommate came in my room to ask me for something, forgot what he had to ask me for, and just started coughing. And I was like, you just brought germs. This man walked in the room, had a cough, walked in the room, coughing, and he's like, what did I come in here for?
And I spread disease.
I was ready to strangle him.
You should have been. You should have leapt from your bed.
That was wild.
Like Santa going from roof to roof. You should have leapt from that fucking bed.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like you had
crazy.
Just been healed.
Yeah.
Like Benny Hinn himself swung his jacket at you. And you... I love Benny Hinn.
Benny Hinn would be hitting people with such expensive jackets.
Such expensive jackets. That's where the healing comes from. It's the threads. It's the
thread count on it is infinite.
Immaculate.
They have not finished counting the threads on a Benny Hinn suit.
But just getting a phone call from somebody, just being able to giggle on the phone with a boy.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I like the little girl said, I love boys. Because the thing is, the phone saved us during this. We've been in this panorama. I think are we finally out of the panorama?
It depends on who you ask, but sure.
Okay. Because sure. I know people can still catch that shit. But
mm-hmm.
The phone was saving niggas.
Yeah.
When we were in lockdown.
Yeah.
The cell phone towers had never been so used.
Is Clubhouse still a thing?
I don't know. They sent me an email yesterday and I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, like I feel as though
their conference call, these, Clubhouse, the conference call app.
Yeah, there are all these groups, right? And
it's not even on this phone. Because House Party came and went so fast. Because it was like, everybody was like, okay, we don't need to see each other.
Yeah.
Rob Hayes and Matt Richards used to do a twerking competition on Clubhouse.
But you can't see video on Clubhouse, can you?
You had to make a clap on the app. So it was a booty clapping competition.
What? How do you know people aren't just slamming an empty Sprite can?
That's the point. You don't. So me what? And so this other girl, Janae, we were the judges. And so the highest score you could get would be 5 peaches.
Mm.
And so basically you knew people were just going, you knew it was hands. We all knew it was hands.
Okay.
We were all living in this illusion that this was booty cheeks clapping, right?
Yeah.
In various patterns. And people would do it and we'd be like, sometimes it was like, listen, I'm gonna give that a peach seed.
Wow.
I'm going to give that the fuzz. Like, you just took a quick shave off the side. But some people came through and it was just melodic. It was rhythmical. It was beautiful.
Rhythmical.
I didn't know you hated that non-word.
I think that this is my thing. This is another reason that I think that texting wins out. Is that when you make apps out of our two things, texting wins, you know?
So Clubhouse is just a conference call app.
And then Twitter is texting.
Hmm?
Twitter's texting.
Listen, as someone who has never understood Twitter as a concept, as a lifestyle, as a label, as a movement, I've never gotten into Twitter. I think it's just too many words for me.
Okay.
I guess. Because like when Twitter and Instagram came out, I was like, oh, they just broke Facebook in half.
Yeah, it did feel like Facebook was already doing everything that Twitter was gonna do, but now there's just a different ecosystem that I think is at play, where even though Twitter is essentially Facebook now, because now they've allowed so much video on it, I think that Twitter still sort of beats Facebook in a lot of ways.
16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, I take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Take the dress. Most people remember it as an optical illusion that went viral, asking everyone on the internet, is this dress blue and black or white and gold? But there's way more to this story than that. The dress went viral in early 2015, marking one of the last months that the internet could still be fun. It was just before Trump declared his candidacy for president and polarized an already polarized internet. It was just shy of people deciding what went viral instead of algorithms. And it was just shy of celebrities realizing that they should never, ever tweet. It's more than a character of the day. It's an entire moment in time bottled in a little, well, either blue and black or white and gold package. I'm not relitigating it again. You cannot make it. And that's just one story. We've got a million. So listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm David Axelrod, CNN senior political commentator, former senior advisor to President Obama, and host of the Axe Files podcast. Join me each week as I interview key figures shaping our world, from politics to the arts to sports and beyond. Listen on your favorite podcast app or ask your smart speaker to play The Axe Files with David Axelrod.
I have laughed from a text message. I've never laughed as hard as I've laughed on the phone.
Okay.
Especially if who you're talking to.
Yeah.
Most of my text messages are utilitarian.
Okay.
Unless I just met somebody. But yeah, for the most part, it's somebody texting me about it's work shit. So a show, daily show, my manager, hey, what are you doing? Like catching up with somebody when you don't have time to call.
Mm-hmm.
Like somebody called me the other day, was like, hey, just seeing how you're doing. We haven't talked in a while. And if we haven't talked in a while and you call me, oh, I love that. Because the text message makes me go, okay, you're still not that concerned that you haven't talked to me in a while. You know what I mean? It's still not a thing that you really...
I think that I think of the text message. I see your point, but I think of the text message in a different way because I'm always someone who's a bit self-conscious about what other people might be doing in the moment. And I think that sometimes calls can be seen as a bit intrusive, especially depending on the hour. Whereas a text message is like, all right, whenever. You know what I mean?
See, and I think we have to, because remember, like, you couldn't call anybody's house past like 9 or 10.
Yeah, yeah, past 10 for me.
But I also remember where to send a text message cost 10 cents.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when my friend, the guy I was friends with, he was like, you texted me. And I was like, yeah, he's like, it cost 10 cents. I said, I'll give you a dollar and we can have a conversation. But I remember like calls being free after 7. Because if calls are free after 9, everybody was talking so late. They were like, 7. But in the same way that like, I remember as a like growing up, anybody could show up at your house at any time.
Mm. I give you that you can't have the same type of catch up on texting that you can on a phone call. Like if you haven't talked in years and they call you and now you're catching up and what's been going on with you, all this stuff like that. It's not the same in text message. But I'll see that and I will raise you that texting is a never ending conversation. You never say goodbye in a text message. You just say, I'll talk to you soon, or I'll talk to you tomorrow, talk to you later. But if you look at a text message between two people, it's the entire history of their relationship as it evolved. Nobody says bye. That's crazy. Just stop texting me. Why would you say bye? That's terrifying.
I can say when you're in the, like, when you meet somebody and you're in the talking stage, that's when you're like, hey, I'll talk to you later. When you're in the talking stage with a new person, that's where you say goodbye in text messaging.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been texting you as long as I've had this phone.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're doing something, you'll be like, hey, I got to run or I got to do this. But like, you've never been like, well, I'll talk to you later. Bye. And I was like, what is the fuck?
Yeah. Bye is like very final in a text message. Bye is for enemies.
Wait, who can I text and be like, okay, bye.
Like if you text someone and you just said goodbye, they probably give you a phone call if they're a real friend.
Immediately.
That's a phone call. That's like, ooh.
How do we test this theory? Who do we text? Goodbye.
Let me see.
Roy, where is that at work?
Yeah.
Let's text Roy goodbye.
Now, is it just the word goodbye or is it like it's been real goodbye?
It's just the word goodbye.
Just the word goodbye. Okay.
And I'm going to text it to him right now and we're going to see what, because also you have to text somebody you know who always has their phone.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, should I do it too? Because you're about to do it.
Okay. He just read it. Let's see what happens. Because he's an uncle, so he has his read receipts on. This dude I was talking to, he got an iPhone and he didn't know what read receipts were. And yeah. I was like, sir, you talked to two. I wanted to tell him.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like, also, he has too many. You talk to too many bitches. You need to take off these read receipts. Because the day I saw him read something and he didn't, I was like, I'll kill you. What are you talking about? Roy ain't concerned. This nigga already ready. He said shit. He said a motherfucking thing. This nigga Roy is not concerned at all. I am upset. This is what I get for being a strong black woman. Son of a bitch. This nigga is not concerned at all.
Must have not meant to text me.
Must not admit, yo, she must, this is a mistake.
Oh, gosh. That's so funny.
Sleepy Roy ain't shit.
That's so funny.
Making fun of with I'll miss you. Goodbye, I'll miss you. He's not doing, he is not called. The he read it was like, oh, it must not have been for me.
The phone must have gone back in the pocket. That's wild.
He didn't say shit.
Oh, God.
Now, what if you text it to him and see what he does?
Let me say.
So I want to see how fast he, because he read it as soon as I sent it.
This right here, mm-hmm. This is why texting is better. You get to know the score.
He ain't been concerned. He ain't say. He was like, it wasn't for me.
Yeah.
Did he even read yours?
He just read mine. So he read mine 2 minutes late.
Yo, if
damn,
he text-
be nice and clean, huh?
He said, wow! He said nothing to me!
Oh, God.
See, now this nigga texted me. He said, huh? Wait, did Josh send that to both of us? I sent it to you. Why are you asking me about Josh?
I'm almost positive he thinks I got fired. Damn, B. Nice and clean, huh?
Okay. He said, wait, did Josh send that to both of us about it?
Oh, God.
He wasn't concerned about my welfare or nothing.
I'm telling him what we're doing right now. Just so he doesn't walk up to someone in the building right now and be like, damn, you know they fired Josh, right?
This is nonsense. Well, let's kick it to the listeners, because apparently Roy Wood Jr. don't love me as much as I thought he did. Jesus.
Well, yeah, let us know. You know, when it comes to texting, calling, when it comes to arguing, talking a little flirty, all right, relaying a message, getting in contact with somebody, what do you prefer and what do you do? All right. Are you a texter? You a caller? Let us know.
This has been another episode of Hold Up, brought to you by the people who brought you Comedy Central. And it's brought to you by me, Dulce Sloan, and Joshua Ezekiel Johnson. Joshua, tell the people where they can see you on the socials.
You can go in the show notes right now. We did it real nice and nifty for you. It's real sweet and all compound up and everything. You can get it right in every episode, whatever you want to. Just all you got to do is click the episode, look down, hit that see more button if you're on Spotify. And then all you need to do is go to joshjohnsoncomedy.com/tour. You all have a great, great rest of the day and a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Thank you for listening.
Smooth operator, me.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show, wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, I take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Take The Dress. Most people remember it as an optical illusion that went viral, asking everyone on the planet, is this dress blue and black or white and gold? Turns out, that story was way bigger than just an optical illusion. It's a cautionary tale about the decline of clickbait sites, the rise of algorithms and internet polarization, and the end of fun on the internet. Seriously, and that's just one story. We're giving every character their 16th minute. So listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. And we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.